Alrighty, it's 9:35, 25 minutes before 10 o'clock. You're listening to Sunday Morning Live on Houston's R&B station, Magic 102.1. And now we're going to just segue to our next guest, Dr. Bill Blocker. Dr. Blocker is the new president of the College of Biblical Studies. He comes to the College of Biblical Studies from the Moody Bible Institute. And also, he was a pastor of the Christian Fellowship Church on the south side of Chicago. Good morning, sir, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning.
Now, Dr. Blocker is a Master of Divinity degree from Chicago Theological Seminary and a Doctor of Ministry degree in Christian Education from the Dallas Theological Seminary. So you've been in Texas before, huh?
Yes, I have.
All right, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from New England, believe it or not.
Oh, what state?
I came from Norwalk, Connecticut, and then migrated to Hartford, where I stayed there for a few years and then segued over to Chicago.
Okay, I spent some time in Vermont up there.
Oh.
Yeah, so I know the New England area a little bit. Yeah, okay, well, it's good to see you, and welcome to Houston. How long have you been here now?
This is going on my 57th day, believe
wow,
it or not.
Wow, okay, so, okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, well, that's right. Well, it won't be long before you'll be considered a native. Okay. Let's see, the College of Biblical Studies, you know, it's interesting. I remember when the college, they're not much younger than Magic 102. They came into existence a couple of years after we did, and they were having their classes right down here on Kirby at the religious station's studios over there.
KHCB.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to just mention that, you know.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But I'm saying they've come a long way. I've been watching them. I had looked at taking some classes there myself in the past. So and then of course I've been following their progress, and it's very it's just rewarding to see how that vision and the perseverance and all the changes they went through to get accreditation and so forth has come into fruition. So I'm very happy to see that they are have a strong footing now, and they have someone with your background to take the vision forward.
Well, thank you.
Now, for most folks who might consider attending the College of Biblical Studies, they probably have a clear idea as to why. Perhaps they have an idea of going into the ministry or some ministry-related field. But why would that be a choice for someone who did not necessarily intend to become a minister or to work in a ministry?
That is correct. We are a College of Biblical Studies, mm-hmm. and we've been accredited. We like to say that we are the only accredited Bible college here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus is primarily for training men and women to actually go on to the ministry. But we have a heavy emphasis that's directed on teaching the biblical fundamental truths, mm-hmm. and how people can actually learn more about the Bible. How many mm-hmm. times have you ever thought about just going to the Bible? You don't know where to start. You don't know where to begin.
Yeah.
Well, the College of Biblical Studies is designed to help you rightly divide that word. So mm-hmm. any person who desires a more fundamental understanding of the Bible and how it's constructed and how to go about studying it, we're there for you.
Okay. Now, what can a person do with a Bible major as far as a life skills, life profession?
Well, I like to say that the College of Biblical Studies gives you a solid foundation. It starts from the moral aspects of you doing the right thing. How do you handle conflict?
Yeah.
How do you go about navigating through the ills in society? We like to believe that we give the solid foundation to actually make you not only a better person, but know how to actually treat people in the right way, and going to the fundamentals of how do I be a good neighbor?
Yeah, that would be so very, very important in these days of reality television and other things like that. I tell you, that would be very important. Hey, our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102, and we're talking with Dr. Bill Blocker, the president of the College of Biblical Studies here in Houston, Texas. Now, what are some of the majors that you offer at the College of Biblical Studies?
Well, we have, of course, the bachelor's degree of biblical studies. That's mm-hmm. where you go on and go into ministry, but we have also a counseling degree.
Mm.
If you're looking to go in the field of counseling, we are a choice there. And then we have this, I think what most people, even in the management, going out in the corporate American can benefit from, we have a leadership track.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't necessarily want a bachelor's, we have associate degrees as well. And we also have a associate's degree in Spanish that we offer for those who want to, who Spanish speaking population who wants to get a degree as well.
Wow. So, I mean, but the degree is not in Spanish per se, but it's a Spanish language.
It's a Spanish language in biblical studies.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah, that is great. Now, with regard to the counseling, now, do you have, is it just one track counseling per se, or do you have a track in general counseling and maybe one with a biblical counseling perspective?
It is primarily a biblical counseling base, but you can use that to actually, if you desire to go into clinical later on, but it's primarily biblical right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's and that's very rewarding because, especially if you are you are Christian, you embrace the Christian philosophies, and it helps one to, you know, they're feeling right at home as they're studying and working with their clients. Now, what sort of roles do your alumni, I mean, I know they are keeping in touch with the school. What kind of, what fields are they going into once they leave the school, besides the, naturally, the ministry and the like, but are there other business arenas that they're going into?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'll give you a classic example. As I stated before, I'm new to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I recently closed on my house.
Oh, great. And congratulations.
Thank you.
That sometimes takes too long.
And going into the title company, I met this young lady who rushed out to shake my hand, and she was some level of administration there. And she said that, "I want you to know I've been seeing your name coming through on the paperwork, and I just want to shake your hand." She said, "Dr. Block, I want you to know I'm a student of College of Biblical Studies, and my husband goes." So here she is at the title company. On top of that, it goes on. We move in and we get halfway settled. And the point of getting settled, our cable guy came and he said, "Oh, you're the new president. I want you to know I'm alumni of." So you got the cable company, you have the title person there. And what I've discovered is that people from all walks of life come in and actually take classes and graduate, because it gives you, again, the fundamental foundation to help you with any type of ministry you're in, or any type of corporate America position you're in. The College of Biblical Studies helps you in any profession that you desire to go into.
And it's really important. I mean, I have a background in religious studies, biblical studies and the like. And when I embarked on it, it was really just for personal development.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of get addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go on and on and on. And it's been really, for me, a lifelong journey.
We like to even say, and I think it's really important for even our children. We have teenagers. How many people have teenagers who are trying to find a direction, and they're going even to a secular or more of a top 10 college, mm-hmm, or major college or university? We like to actually say, give to the parents, give us a couple of semesters.
Yeah.
And we can pull them in and get their foundation, because you're sending them out there like sheep before the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them haven't really found their way as to navigate on their own outside of the parents' regime.
Right.
And so if you give us a couple of semesters with them, get their footing straight, turn them loose, and their aim for success is a lot more in their benefit.
Let's go to the telephones and get a couple of questions from our listeners. Let's go to line two. James, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Bill Blocker. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. My name is James Anthony. I just tuned in to your show. And I just have a couple of questions. My background is that at one point in my life, I was going to become a minister. But I'm one that read the Bible. I've always applied the Bible to a geographic setting, not just taking things by words and, so you know, feeling the spirit per se. I take it as a history and a learning tool and from a spiritual concept. But something that I miss when I communicate with a lot of preachers that have been to a Bible college, the first thing I ask, because I question some of the colleges, I really do question the knowledge that some of these colleges impute in people's head, regardless of religion or anything else. The first thing I ask a preacher who's been ministering for over 20 or 30 years is, have he ever seen an Egyptian face to face? And it said, when I question, because we're not taught this, but a person might look at me like I have three heads and I tell them the first Christian church is actually in Ethiopia, and it's actually older than Christ. That's not taught in Bible college. So I'm wondering, if we're not taught these things, how much truth are we actually getting?
Okay. James, that sounds like you may want to enroll in a course. You have some very abstract questions. But, hey, I really appreciate your question. I'm sure the doctor will answer that for you. Thanks so much for being a part of Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
I would say to James that we, the beginning of our courses is the history of Western civilization. And I think, and Eastern civilization, I think it would be a good challenge for him to enroll in that class and find out the timeline, because we address all the historical aspects of what happened in the early days of the early church, and yeah. I think it'll be addressed at that point.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. The first Christian church older than Christ. That's kind of a interesting thing we got there. 9:47, 13 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's talk with Roy on line 3. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Yeah, this is Ross.
What's happening?
What's going on? But I consider the Bible as basic information before leaving Earth, with all of us going to take that journey.
You're not talking about, it's not a cram course. You're not cramming for your finals. Is that not what we're talking about?
No. Okay. Bible, basic information before leaving Earth.
Okay.
You know, people got to structure themselves and become this self-help through their own vision. Because one thing is this. The system still got us in an economical strain with the... I've been out of school since 1981. Back then, the minimum wage was $3.35. It's $7.50 now. Over 30-some years, look what the system have give to everyday people.
That's about a dime a year.
See what the word, how they play us? But we are the backbone of the system.
Yeah.
So here's the one information I want to give to all our black brothers and sisters. Vote for Obama, because he's the first black that you ever had a chance to vote for in life for over the 48 years of presidency.
Okay, Roy. Thank you so much for calling. You know, one question I'm sure a lot of listeners might have that may not even be calling in. Again, folks, our phone number is 713-390-5102. At the College of Biblical Studies, what about student aid or student loans? Is that available?
Yes, it is. We provide Title IV funding for most of our students, and we like to say that the majority of our students qualify for that Title IV funding, and we also offer scholarships that are available for students who are desiring to actually attend full-time at the College of Biblical Studies.
Okay. Now, when you talk about Title IV funding, what does that mean?
That's the federal aid.
Okay.
That's the federal aid that most students will qualify for if they attend.
Okay. Now, I understand. Is Pell Grant still available?
Yes. That is Pell Grant under a new...
Okay. What's the maximum amount one can get with a Pell Grant these days?
Well, it depends on the type of student that you are, but we like to say that with Title IV funding, if you qualify in the scholarships, you can actually come to school virtually almost free.
Okay, well, that's what we want to hear. You hear that, folks? You know, yeah, they want to hear that. Okay, I mean, that's for real. I know, what's the website of the school?
The school's website is www.cbshouston.edu. That's www.cbshouston.edu.
Okay. Now, what is the cost of attendance generally? Is that something that, is that complicated? Is that...
I like to, Dr. J.T., I like to just simply say that if anybody's inquiring, go to the website. All the information's on the website, and the cost of the credit hours is listed there, and all the actual cost for tuition is posted right on the website.
And where's the campus now?
The campus is over on 7000 Regency Square Boulevard.
Very convenient.
In Houston. That's right off of the 59 of Southwest Freeway there.
I mean, the buses run close over there. Folks need to take the bus. There's parking. Yeah, that's very, very convenient. And so you've been here 57 days now, and I understand there's going to be a big event coming up in a week or two, huh?
That is correct. On the 18th and 19th, we are having a celebration in honor of the inauguration of my coming. But I like to say it's the main emphasis is to really get the College of Biblical Studies name out.
Yeah.
We want to tell Houston that we're one of the best-kept secrets here. I like to refer to it as the Hope of Houston.
Yeah.
And on that particular day, we will have C.C. Winings, who's coming in that night at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And we'll have Pastor... the world-renowned Reverend Dr. George W. Waddell, Sr. He is the president of the National Baptist USA Incorporated, Convention Incorporated. And on that Friday, that is October the 19th, our ceremony starts at 10 o'clock a.m., and we'll be there celebrating my first inauguration.
Yeah, my friend Melanie Lawson is going to be there too, right?
As she's going to be hosting it Thursday night. That is correct.
Yeah, and then, of course, the actual inauguration ceremony is going to be on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be at the First Baptist Church, 9 o'clock in the morning, and open to the public.
And that's free.
Yeah, so if you want to get down there and meet the brand new president of the College of Biblical Studies, this would be the time to do it. And, of course, you're going to have, what else is going on there? Oh, yeah, a reception right after that. So that's going to be great. Well, Dr. Blocker, I really, really am glad that you had an opportunity to get by here. We got a chance to have a brief meeting with you. And, of course, we don't want this to be a secret anymore.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Okay. I'll say this, too, before I get ready to go on that, is I think if you look at the course of our history, we have always been centered around the church.
Yes.
And most of us have got our roots from the church. Mm-hmm. And our aim at the College of Biblical Studies is to actually get people to return back to those roots and actually give a solid foundation so that we can actually survive and thrive in the country we live in.
And before I let you go, let's just take a couple of more phone calls because I see the lights. All of a sudden, the phones are lighting up. Let's go to line 4 and talk with Avis on Magic 102.1. Good morning, Avis. You're on the air with Dr. Bill Blocker.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for the doctor. Persons that are incarcerated or coming out of incarceration, what type of information can we get to them? What type of information that I can get from my son is possibly coming up for parole? And I would like to have him some information.
What I would strongly suggest you do is go to the website and hop on our website, and you can print off. There's information in what we call today digital format. It's a PDF format. You can download that information and fill out those applications and send that, and we'll send to you directly some information that will be beneficial for him as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Avis, for being a part of Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Let's go to line 1 and talk with Beverly. Good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Bill Blocker.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. And you are, too.
I'm doing just fine. I was calling because I'm a single parent, okay? I go and vote every year when it's voting time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a daughter that's in college. She's at Prairie View, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I inform her, you know, to get her a voting card and go out and vote because it's important because a long time ago, Dr. Martin Luther King died for the freedom for all of us, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he sacrificed a whole lot. So,
okay.
And I hear people talk about, you know, Obama saying, you know, what he's doing but what he's not doing. But they got to give him a chance.
Okay.
I feel like a chance in there.
Okay.
A whole lot better than what it is today.
Okay, Beverly, I'm not sure if you're a little late or a little early, but right now we're trying. Are you going to vote for the College of Biblical Studies?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call this morning and for being a part of Study Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Dr. Blocker, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you for the invitation.
Welcome to Houston. I'm sure everybody's going to treat you wonderful, and I'm sure you'll be more excited if they treat you really wonderful and register at the College of Biblical Studies.
Amen. Thank you. Look forward to talking to you soon.